News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He's over there, Rob Center, our fabulous producer. He is why shortly after this and almost all interviews, you can go to the WKOK podcast page, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, or any of the other ones, even Stitcher, and you can find out that what we talked about on WKOK Sunrise. So we definitely appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, we have two physicians who are going to talk to us about aviation, and specifically the Penn Valley Airport Sealance Grove, and specifically an open house next weekend, June 4th, and maybe even more specifically. This particular air show is tied to spur interest, provide some inspiration, get some more people to think about careers or just maybe about flying. There is going to be a lot of follow-up after this open house. It's not just a show-off opportunity. It's a kind of show-up and then follow-up goal that comes out of the Penn Valley Airport Sealance Grove open house next weekend. Dr. Russell Stankiewicz is here. Of course, you know him as OBGYN up in Evangelical Community Hospital. He's a physician around here and is a pilot and an aviation fan, so welcome aboard.
Well, good morning, Mark. It's nice to be here.
I really appreciate you coming in. So far, the talks you and I have had have been pretty inspiring, so I think hopefully we'll try to transfer that to our audience. And Dr. Victor Vogel is here. He's a physician, happens to be a flight instructor now. How did you get to, is there some sort of a threshold when you come from, you know, eager, interested, experienced pilot to, now I'm going to teach? How did that transition happen?
Well, I was a medical school professor, Mark, for about 25 years, and I love to teach, and I've been flying for 40 years, and 3 years ago, it seemed like a natural transition to get ready for retirement to become a flight instructor, so that's what I did.
And one of your claims to fame, I think either you say it or maybe other folks do, is that you speak in plain English. You don't talk doctor talk when you're talking to a patient, and you don't talk to your flight students like your Air Force general or something.
Yeah, and aviation is a lot like medicine. We have our own language, and you can overwhelm people with technical jargon, and we try as instructors not to do that and to speak plainly so that people understand what it is we're talking about.
The open house that's coming up at Penn Valley Airport Sealance Grove is something that you both care deeply about, so maybe we'll start out with just a couple sentences about governance. Why are you guys not just eager pilots, but stakeholders in making sure the airport is successful?
Well, Mark, the airport actually has seven municipal owners, and so consequently, the municipal owners are the ones that have chartered the airport. So each one of us represents one of the municipalities. I represent Union County, and so I represent the interests of Union County, and obviously, if you think about it, the amount of income that the airport generates for bringing businesses into the area. I was down at the airport the other day, and the Weiss Markets jet took off. The people from Panda Power came in their jet and brought in a bunch of technicians. The fellow that runs Surplus Outlet has got his plane there. So there's a lot of corporate activity that happens there and brings a lot of jobs and a lot of financial support to the community. So the municipalities have an interest in seeing that the airport is successful. I think one of the reasons why we want to do the open house is to let people know, hey, these are your tax dollars working, and your tax dollars actually encourage business to come to this area.
And Victor, for a long time, you have spoken to people who have already been inspired to learn more and do more. Explain how aviation is just something that, in a sense, it's so easy to sell, to convince people or to sort of tap their interest to do more.
Yeah, and I think, Mark, when most people hear aviation, they think about pilots and airplanes, but pilots are only one small part of aviation, and what we're trying to do in our public charity that we call Susquehanna STEM to the Skies is to teach school teachers and students that there are huge career opportunities now presenting throughout aviation, broadly defined, not just pilots, but mechanics and avionics technicians, dispatchers, air traffic controllers. drone pilots, and many of these jobs don't require a college education, and yet they're very, very well-paying career opportunities. And the other thing we are trying to get the message out about is that because people in Dr. Stankiewicz and my generation are starting to retire in great numbers, so the aviation community needs tens of thousands of pilots over the next few decades and tens of thousands of mechanics and avionics people. So there are enormous career opportunities out there. And the view of our nonprofit is that this is not widely understood. So we want to get the message out that there are opportunities here for employment and careers that maybe people don't know about, and that's what we're trying to promote.
And Russell, I know you just enough to know that you probably went to med school and started in your career and never had to work a day.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure.
And aviation might be just that same way. This is to avoid, you know, I got into radio so I wouldn't have to get a job. And you know, aviation has got to be about the same way.
It is. Well, you know, for me, aviation has always been something that's had caused me to use an entirely different set of neurons. And when I'm working in my daily practice, I think about this, that, and the other thing. When you fly, it's obviously liberating, but also it's you have to use an entirely different set of skills. And so it's really quite enjoyable when you get to that. I mean, one of the other things that I do is I'm a senior aviation medical examiner. So all the pilots have to come to me for their physical exams, and they all joke about it because they're coming to see their gynecologist. So as they sit in my office, you know, they...
Most of the pilots are men, I'm assuming.
The greatest majority. But we do have a good number of women that are flying these days, and more all the time. But it's really kind of funny because they always say they're coming in to see, they get their annual exam. And that's what people don't understand, is that there's fairly strict medical requirements as far as pilots are concerned. Now, obviously, if you're the average guy that's just going to go out and fly around a little bit, not so much. But if you're an airline transport pilot that flies for United or someplace like that, every 6 months you have to have a physical exam.
All right. We are talking about an open house that's coming up next weekend, not this weekend, at the Penn Valley Airport, Sealands Grove. And they also want pilots to know about it, so they put that KSEG, what is that, a call sign or insignia?
Yeah,
there?
That's the identifier.
Identifier. There you go. You guys do have your own language. I know just enough to know that. But it is June 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there is a rain date of June 5th. So if we get one of those days like we had earlier this spring where skies just open up for the whole day, June 5th. So always stay tuned to WKOK and our sister stations and our social media, so we'll keep you up to date about that kind of thing. So at this open house, let's go ahead and talk about who might go there, in terms of what will be on display, what will be there at this open house.
Well, one of the nice things is that Life Flight is now, it's actually based at Penn Valley. And so Life Flight's going to have their helicopter there. We're going to have a representation of the emergency medical services for the ambulances, and the fire departments will be there. The state police will be bringing in their helicopter. We have a commitment from Fort Indian Town Gap to bring in some military equipment. Now, whether that's a Black Hawk or an Apache helicopter, we don't know yet, but they're...
I'm pushing for the Apache myself.
Oh, I'd like to see that too. But we've also got people that are going to represent Angel Flight. We've got commitments from a couple pilots from United Airlines to talk about United Aviate, which is United Airlines' new flight school, so they can train their own pilots right from the ground up. We also have representatives from Cirrus Aircraft. Now, Cirrus is probably the... how would you say, Victor?
Well, it's the largest selling single engine aircraft in the country right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
More than Cessna, more than Piper. Yeah.
And the thing that's unique about Cirrus is that airplane actually has its own parachute, and everybody's fascinated with that. So the company's actually going to bring in a brand new copy of that so people can look at that. We're hoping to get in the Cirrus jet, depending on their availability. We also have food trucks we're going to have there as far as entertainment. It's going to be people, everybody likes to come and see what's out and happening at the airport, so If they want to take tours, they want to ask questions. I think the most important thing is the pilots based at Penn Valley and Selinsgrove Grove are going to bring their planes out and talk about their experiences flying and talk about their airplanes, whether it's for business or for pleasure. So really it's an opportunity for the community to come out and say, hey, this is your airport. Come on out and enjoy.
And Russ, you've forgotten the most important part.
I was leaving that for you, Victor.
There will be available. People can sign up and get a 15-minute simulator ride. And they can do that at any airport in the country. The simulator software allows you to go anywhere you want. So yesterday we were practicing out in San Francisco. You can go to the Rockies. You can go to the Florida coast if you want. And for many people, this will be an opportunity to perhaps see that, gee, I too could fly an airplane. Flying an airplane is not difficult. It has steps and there's procedures and there's things you have to learn. But it's something that the average person can certainly do. You don't have to have exceptional skill or talent, and we're going to show people that by giving them 15-minute simulator rides.
Flying an airplane is like driving a car, only...
only you have to think in three dimensions, not just two.
Okay, so that's part of it. Plus, your instrument panel doesn't have a speedometer. It's got airspeed.
It's got an airspeed indicator.
Yeah. And
an altimeter. That's pretty important. Tell you how high you are.
Right. So, but, yeah, I've flown just enough so that I know that it's complicated to fly, and the people who do it have a clipboard that has quite a checklist on it. But it's all doable things. You know, there's nothing that I've seen any pilot do that was so scientific or bizarre or couldn't be done on a calculator or computer, that a layperson can't do it. I mean, regular
That's
people
correct.
Can
oh,
fly.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
correct.
I mean, we're lay people when it comes to aviation.
Well, yeah.
And we were able to do it, so.
2 weeks ago, Mark, we had 24 scouts, 22 Boy Scouts and 2 Girl Scouts at the airport all day on Saturday, May 14th, earning their aviation merit badge. And these scouts were ages 12 to 15, and all those scouts got 15 minutes in the simulator, and every one of them showed us that, yeah, a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old can land the simulator and learn to fly in just 15 minutes.
Can do it. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about this shortly. We'll come back at 7:40. We're talking to, you just heard the voice of Dr. Victor Vogel. Thousands of men and women in our valley and really around the world have heard his voice, not only in terms of instruction as a flight instructor, but also decades of experience at teaching in a medical school and treating cancer, his specialty. So lots of folks. He's a lifesaver for some folks. And Dr. Russell Stankiewicz here, physician, OBGYN. You see him up at Evangelical Community Hospital most often, but a resourceful person. Can probably find him elsewhere, including the Penn Valley Airport, Selinsgrove, these days as an aviation fan and a pilot. We're going to keep talking about the Penn Valley Airport open house next weekend when we come back.
Politics, sports, entertainment. Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're right in the middle of our interview with Dr. Russell Stankiewicz is here, a physician, OBGYN. You see him at OBGYN of Evangelical, but he is a pilot and aviation fan, and that's why he's here today. And Dr. Victor Vogel is here. He's also a physician. He's been an instructor, a doctor instructor. What's the word for it?
A flight instructor.
Oh, a flight instructor. I know that one. But
medical school professor before Geisinger.
Okay, there we go. So, so he's been around as well and treats cancer and surgical and medicinal methods to treat and save lots of lives. So we appreciate that career. And then flight instructor. So this is what happens. You wonder what happens to folks whose mind is always going, and then when they retire or stop doing what they were doing, what do? They fly more and they teach, then they start teaching. So there's Victor's whole shtick right there. So we appreciate that. And maybe more importantly, they are folks who are stakeholders in the Penn Valley Airport in Selinsgrove. They have an open house at the airport coming up. A lot of folks are pulling together for this. And the goal of the open house, yes, do a little bit of a show off. Why not? There'll be some shined up aircraft there. But really, some inspiration, encourage folks to consider careers, see how different either law enforcement or EMS careers or, whatever it happens to be, Geisinger's Life Flight or Angel Flight. state, just see how there is a can be a future for flying in people's lives, and not just piloting. How many people who are directly involved in aviation are pilots? 10% maybe or something?
Yeah, the pilots, you know, it's just like the actors, you know, when see they make a movie, there's the actor out front, and then there's hundreds of people that are actually being support. So, you know, you've got, for the airlines, they've got the dispatchers, they've got weather people, they've got mechanics, they've got avionics technicians, there's a whole host of people that support aviation. And great jobs, well-paying jobs.
And maybe that inspiring careers and interests may be the biggest purpose of this upcoming open house.
Yes, we want to increase the knowledge of the availability of a whole spectrum of aviation jobs, not just pilots.
All right, so this is coming up. And at this event, which is June 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and if we get a gully gusher, sort of an all-day function, it'll be a rain date June 5th. So stay pay attention to WKOK and our sister stations and our social media just in case. But June 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I'll tell you what, a lot of things are going to get rained out if it rains on June 4th. There's ton of things going on that weekend. But you got some real attractive things. So run that list down again, if you would, Russ. So.
Yeah, we've got, Life Flight is actually based at Penn Valley Airport these days. They're actually bringing in a second helicopter because during that day, Life Flight's still going to be functioning. So they're going to have one on the ground so people can look in and talk to the people. Other one may be flying that day. The state police are bringing in their helicopter from their aviation unit. We also have a commitment from Fort Indian Town Gap to bring in some military hardware. So whether that's a Black Hawk or an Apache, they use the airport all the time to practice approaches at night. So why not give back to the community? We've also got representatives from Cirrus Aircraft, which is the aircraft that's probably the number one seller these days. So they're going to bring in a new copy of a Cirrus aircraft. We've got we actually just got notification that there's actually a company out of Hershey that wants to bring in a helicopter so they can give helicopter rides. Now, we haven't confirmed that yet, but that's something that people might want to do. I think the thing that's real interesting to people is the opportunity maybe to sit in a simulator. And Dr. Vogel can probably talk to that.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the simulator, and then we'll talk about Susquehanna. STEM is going to be represented at this, and both of these, again, inspiration. Tell us about the simulator. It's not just a
video game. So we have a full-motion general aviation simulator. It replicates very accurately a Cessna 172, which is actually the training aircraft that we have at Penn Valley Airport. But people can sit in the simulator, fly at any airport in the United States that they wish to fly, and they get to fly. They're at the controls, so they're pushing on the rudder pedals and turning the yoke and throttle, and we can show them that anyone can be a pilot, and it's a very easy and accessible tool, and they can use that either for recreational purposes or there are many career opportunities as well.
And Susquehanna STEM, you got to talk about this. This is a really big deal.
So we formed about a year and a half ago a public charity, a 501c3 corporation called Susquehanna STEM to the Skies. STEM, of course, is science, technology, engineering, and math. And our goal is to get the local schools to become aware that there are enormous aviation career opportunities available, not just for pilots, but for a whole range of aviation-related activities. And there are curricula that are available at no charge that can go into the schools for grades 9 to 12 to get STEM education. And, you know, internationally, the United States has fallen way behind the rest of the world in terms of our performance on standardized tests for things like science and math. And we think that an aviation focus where science and math aren't abstract anymore, they become real tools to solve real problems, that helps kids learn science and math and improves their performance. And even if they never have any interest in aviation, we can improve their high school education experience. But for those students that are interested in an aviation career, the four-year curricula can lead to passing the private pilot written test, or you can go down a drone pathway. Drones are becoming very, very important. There's going to be unmanned drones that are actually going to serve like taxis, and that's a going to come in the next few decades.
Flying people around.
Flying people around. But also, today, drones are used in things like agriculture and real estate and commercial businesses, pipeline patrol, power line patrol. Things that used to be done with airplanes are now being done with commercial drones. And a student can get a drone license at age 16. And so if they graduate from high school at 18 with a drone license, they can actually pursue a career the day they graduate from high school using their drone pilot certificate. So these are the kinds of opportunities that we believe people just aren't aware of, and we want to make them aware, and that's part of the mission of STEM to the Skies.
And that's part of the mission of the open house at the Penn Valley Airport to Sealands Grove. Again, this is going to be a really showy, shiny, fun opportunity to see a lot of stuff and hear from a lot of people, but the follow-up, the next week, the next 2 years, is really is a big part of this.
Yes, and the people we want to talk to are not only the students who are interested and their parents, but teachers and school administrators, superintendents, principals, and we've already had conversations with a number of those folks at local area schools and high schools. The school at Southern Columbia, the high school at Southern Columbia, is beginning an aviation-based STEM program. So it is starting, and we want to get that word out that this is an opportunity that will open doors for many, many students who don't want to go to college, don't need to go to college, and can pursue aviation-related career opportunities. Beginning in high school.
Don't need to go to college. You kind of hit the cha-ching right on that one, so good for you. Susquehanna STEM to the Sky is going to be represented at the open house at the Penn Valley Airport, Sealands Grove, next weekend, June 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Military aircraft, life flight, private aircraft, commercial aircraft, in terms of ones that are owned by the businesses around here. Touch on that, if you would, this idea that businesses around here thrive in part because they can fly people in and out in a hurry to get to distant locations.
Yeah, the interesting thing about it, I think a lot of people think that it's just the executives that fly around in the private aircraft, the jets in particular, but probably 90% of those are support people, engineers, technicians that are coming in to do things. Panda Power brings in their technicians all the time. Just the other day when I was at the airport, the people from National Beef brought in some people that were coming in to adjust some of the machinery. You've got Weiss Markets has got a jet down there. Ritz-Craft has got a jet. And they're out visiting their different stores and companies and running technicians all over the country. So there's a lot of different business aviation that actually occurs. But the nice thing about it is it's just convenient for the companies to bring their people here so they can get quickly to where they need to be. And I think that's the advantage of having a local airport in a well-positioned area of the country and in the state, is they can get here rapidly to take care of the needs that they have and then get back out and get something else done.
Yeah, you're talking day trips for people instead of driving to Virginia, staying there, spending the night, driving back, and 99% of the time is spent just getting ready for that maybe 1 hour or 2 hour of exposure with whomever or whatever it is that your key people have to deal with. So, yeah, we know a lot of businesses do that, and so this is happening in the Penn Valley Airport. Sealands Grove is happening. Angel Flight will be represented at this. I know just enough from our previous conversation that it's people volunteering to do flights.
So pilots fly their own airplanes and volunteer to take patients who may need to go to a distant healthcare facility because they have a complex problem or need special intervention and attention. So Angel Flight pilots fly thousands of flights every year to
volunteer.
Volunteer. It's all no charge to the patient, and they fly patients and their families to get health care that, like you just said a moment ago, Mari, otherwise the families would spend hours driving at great expense, and this is at no expense. Go to your visit, see your health care provider at a specialty institution, and then Angel Flight brings you home. It's a marvelous, marvelous activity.
Wouldn't be surprised if some of them are lifesavers, too, because you're going to find, you know, certain hours. The golden hour applies to a wide range of medical fields, and so somebody might be within that. So you got to get absolutely to point from point A to point B within that hour. Well, we're just about out of time, so I'll just turn the mic over to you guys and have you both make a pitch pitch for folks to get involved, I'll start with Dr. Victor Vogel. Go ahead.
Well, if you've ever wondered about aviation or what it would be like to be a pilot, and you know you're not sure you want to get in an airplane, come to the airport and hop in the simulator, and we'll show you that anyone can fly. Or if you have questions about the fields related to aviation other than pilots, come and talk to mechanics and people that fly for the military and for the police and all these opportunities. We hope this is an enjoyable activity, a recreational activity, but mostly it should be an educational activity so that people that are curious or might have questions about careers or employment opportunities, they would come and spend some time with us on that day and learn about those things.
Open house coming up.
Yeah, you know, Penn Valley's just one airport in the network across the country of over 5,000 airports that are community-based. And this is an opportunity for us to open the doors and to show people, hey, this is your airport. These are your tax dollars that are spending money. Come on down and see the equipment that we use to mow the grass. Come down and see the airplanes. Come down and meet people that are there. So it's really an opportunity for us to reach out to the community and say, here's a positive opportunity for us to come and open our doors so you can see what's there.
Talking to Dr. Russell Stankiewicz. He's a physician, OBGYN, and for the hat he's wearing today is pilot and aviation fan. Dr. Victor Vogel, also a physician and a retired individual, has been a lifesaver for some folks, a flight instructor, too, about the open house, Penn Valley Airport, Sealands Grove, coming up. They're going to be offering a few plane rides and maybe some helicopter rides, but most importantly, the simulator will be open, and they want to inspire people of all ages to consider, you know, following up, doing more in aviation. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mark.